This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We go back out to that Fan Hotline and we welcome in the legendary Bob Pompiani, KDKA-TV, co-host of the Pomp and Joe Show right here on the Marconi-winning Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Pomp, how was your New Year's celebration going into 2026?
Well, first of all, Happy New Year to you, Donnie, and Dom, behind the glass over there. Hope you guys have a wonderful 2026. It was good. We typically come up here to Nemacolin Woodlands. I like to take the grandkids, only because I never really get, sustained time with all of them at the same time unless they're out of school. And this break has been a good one for us. We come up. In fact, we were just swimming outdoors today at 17 degrees, but they have heated everything, so you got to get in there, and it's my version of the polar plunge, I suppose. But it's always fun to do that, and just trying to enjoy every moment of every day. I think everybody should.
Yeah, that sounds very nice. So a nice little trip with the family for you, Pomp. You strike me as somebody who could be an even better version in Pittsburgh of what Dick Clark and Dom's boy Ryan Seacrest are in New York City on New Year's, Pomp. Have you ever done something like that?
Oh, for years I used to host the first night celebration.
That's what I thought.
I did it for 10 years, and it was always fun to do. I enjoy that kind of stuff. And, up here, I've done a number of events at Nemacolin, but the one at New Year's is always just really cool. I mean, it's called a diamond party, and they have top-notch everything, and it's just fun to be a part of and fun to let go for a little bit, Donnie. I think everybody needs to do that.
Did you ever get to meet Dick Clark or Ryan Seacrest?
Yes, both, actually. That's one and only time for each. But, yeah, Dick Clark was funny. I thought he was a really cool guy. What you see is what you get with him. Good sense of humor. And I don't know if that necessarily always came through with him. And Ryan Seacrest is just a guy who I like a lot because he just works his tail off no matter what. He's got 10,000 jobs and he wants 20 more.
Yeah, he's like the all-time host of things. Like anytime something needs a host, it's just Ryan Seacrest. Like he's
very good at it too. And now he's all over the place. Doesn't he do the one game show? I thought he did.
Yeah, he does Wheel of Fortune. He took
Wheel of Fortune. That's right.
Pat Sajak's place.
Pat Sajak. Yeah.
Bob, I think you could host a game show. You'd be terrific at that.
Oh, I'd love to do that. If I ever got a chance to, it'd be fun to do.
There's
so many of them out there. And each one's different, but you can have a lot of fun with those things.
I don't know if you guys still do this, but I also might be crazy. I feel like when I was a kid, my dad and I used to watch some sort of like Steelers or Pittsburgh sports game show you guys would have on KDKA on like Saturday nights.
Yep. We would do it every week. We'd have teams from Pittsburgh all with all their different names, from Punxsutawney to Oil City to anywhere. And they would come in, three of them, and we'd have pretty tough trivia questions about Steelers history. So, and we gave up pretty good prizes at the end of it. So it was just the winner advance each time, you know. And it was very popular. You'd be surprised. I mean, Donnie, you strike me as someone who put together a team would have won the thing. You have a lot of deep knowledge of all the little nuances of Steeler history. And sometimes, you know, these guys would study for days trying to figure out what maybe we'd be asking. And it would be so much, we would actually go deep into it. Like, what was the temperature of the, you know, the game between the Steelers and the Houston Oilers at Three River Stadium when, you know, it was the coldest game in the history of that stadium. So stuff like that. But people would know it. It surprised me how often they know it.
Yeah, I remember the questions being very, very intricate. Like, it would be like, oh, who was the third leading receiver on the 1993 Steelers? And I'm like, man, like, you know, you don't have any gimmies on that show. That's what I like the most about it. And I do have a commanding lead on Joe in the in this year's quiz show. It's pretty much a foregone conclusion I'm going to win.
Yeah, you're pretty good on that. Every time I happen to stumble upon it and listen to it, I'm like, eh, Donnie's got it. He's probably the favorite here again. And Joe gets frustrated. I see that a lot.
Yeah. We're talking to the legendary Bob Pompeiani here on 93.7 The Fan, spending a very nice New Year's weekend with his family, but he's taking a few minutes with us. Pomp, I don't know if you have the Orange Bowl on right now, but we are about to see yet again a team that got a bye into the quarterfinal round of the college football playoff lose. Oregon is ahead, 10 seconds to go. They lead Texas Tech 23-0. Ohio State lost last night. College football question for you here, Pomp. How soon before they make a real change to this format? Because in the now 2 years of the format, the teams that got a bye are 0-6 to start things out.
That's surprising, and I think that would have shocked anyone to hear that. It happened last year, and you know, thought because of the way they shuffled up a little bit this year, it would not be that way, but it's been that way. I was more surprised with Ohio State than anything, although Miami's on a little bit of a heater here. They're playing really well defensively, and I didn't necessarily expect that from them. So they'll probably, I think they're going to probably do something, especially if this continues. Let's say it goes 0-8 the next two games.
Right.
I mean, it could go that way. And if it does, then I think, you know, a lot of teams will have, you know, I always wondered about how long is too long of a layoff. Some of these teams, Donnie, are off for quite a while, and it's hard. You know, that old age-old argument that you hear about, is it better to keep playing or better have time, rest up, and come back, even though it's a long layoff? I don't know what the right answer is, but so far, long layoffs aren't working.
Yeah, I think the long layoff is a killer to some of these teams. I mean, and I think back to, you know, transition this into an NFL discussion. Like, I think back to 20 years ago, you know, when the Steelers played the Colts in that divisional playoff game, that huge upset in Indianapolis. The Colts really played meaningless football from Thanksgiving to the end of the season. So they were kind of, you know, ramping down, and the Steelers were playing their best football. That Colts team was incredibly rusty, and that's a big reason why the Steelers won that game. And that happened to the Colts all the time. The Colts and the Chargers, the same thing in that era. Like, they would win a ton of games, and then they would be rusty in the playoffs.
Exactly, and it's not so much like if you clinch, like for example, the Steelers had done it last week against Cleveland. I think a week off for them would have served them as, you know, a little bit of time to get healed.
Agreed.
If you remember, like Indianapolis, they did it in week 14, 15. They had it all, so they were trying to, you know, scatter who plays, who doesn't play. It disturbs your rhythm. I never liked that. I thought that was too soon for them, and it turned out to be that way, but I'm a big believer in rhythm, you know, getting something going and carrying it on. I think the Steelers of 2005 were that team too. They just got hot at the right time and kept playing and kept winning. And when you get that way, I think players would prefer doing that. 1 week doesn't bother me so much, but multiple weeks when you're trying to, you know, preserve guys and keep them healthy and not play everyone here and there, half here, a quarter here, I think it just ruins your momentum.
Speaking of that game, the Steelers at least, Sunday night is the big one. Week 18, the AFC North Championship between Pittsburgh and Baltimore. The Steelers with a chance to win their second division title of the 2020s. The Ravens have kind of dominated the division in the 2020s so far with Lamar Jackson. He will be back. He told reporters earlier, Pomp, I don't know if you saw this, he will play, he will start Sunday night. How does that hit you in terms of Lamar playing and possibly not being 100%?
Well, if he's not 100%, I got to believe he's going to be close to it because, you know, this is a back injury that I thought might keep him out. I mean, the way they talked after last week's game, especially where Huntley played, that it may be a 50-50 kind of thing. So apparently it's gotten better. Whatever they're doing is working. And obviously he's a totally different kind of talent than Huntley. Huntley's done well in the role he has had there. And we saw that last week. You just kind of feed Derrick Henry. Now, I wonder, because it's Lamar Jackson playing, will they continue with that? Because we've seen, Donnie, in the past where they've gotten away from Henry late in games when there was no reason to do it. 36 carries last week. He could be very, very tired. But then again, the guy never gets tired, never gets injured either. He's always out there, and I would expect the same sort of game plan for them. Although it's much more dangerous when play action becomes. If you start stacking the box against him and Patrick Ricard and that little, you know, that 1-2 punch of going into the hole wherever Ricard goes, finding him and finding Henry, that's going to be tough. You could pay the price down the field, although the good news for the Steelers is they're getting some guys back in the secondary, so that should help them.
Do you think T.J. Watt will play, and what kind of impact will he have?
I hope he plays because I think he still can have an impact. He should be well rested. The question is, does he? I think you know, if I could read between the lines, and it seems like it's his decision now because it is not an injury. It is, you know, an illness. It's something that happened to an organ, which is a totally different kind of thing. So I think it's up to him and whether his state of mind is that he can play, but not totally fully all the time. But I expect him to play just because it's, you know, lose or go home at this point. But you know, that's a tough call, given something that happened to him like that. So I'm guessing at this point he will play. We'll see.
Sunday night, 8:20, Steelers-Ravens, AFC North on the line. Pomp, will the Steelers be crowned as division champs around 11:30 Sunday night? How does that game go?
Well, they're underdogs, and I understand why, just because of, you know, what's been going on lately, and they're, you know, the DK Metcalf situation has certainly made it ridiculous to try to overcome given the Austin injury. And I think they need him, obviously, to play, and they need others to step up. I was a little disappointed last week. I didn't see much more from Roman Wilson, even though we were told that he was going to have a bigger role given all the out guys being out. But I would hope this becomes just a typical Steelers-Ravens game, which is, to me, a one-score game late. I'm going to go so far as to say this could be an overtime game. And then it comes down to maybe field goals. And I think Chris Boswell will atone for what has happened the last couple of weeks. And he'll kick something in the excess of 40, 45, 50 yards to win it in overtime. How about that?
There we go. Bob Pompeiani, a Steelers.
And then all will be forgotten. And then you go to the next and the next day you try to get on a bus. You know, like maybe it's going to be 7-5 Steelers of 05. Who knows? It's not the same kind of team. But you never know about the NFL, and the AFC seems to be open. Wouldn't you agree, Donnie? I mean, there are no guarantees of any of these teams.
I mean, with the Chiefs out of it, we know there will be a new king in the AFC. That's for sure. I mean, I think a team like Buffalo has the most pressure this year, even though they'll go in as a wild card. I mean, Josh Allen and Sean McDermott, they don't have that Chiefs, you know, shield to hide behind of like, hey, you know, we lost, but it was the Chiefs again. Like, now it's a chance for them, for Josh Allen and Sean McDermott against a field that does not have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. It doesn't have Joe Burrow. It very well may not have Lamar Jackson. So it's either win or get off the pot for the Bills, I think, in 2026.
Yeah, the expectation would be that for them to do it, given what you just described. But that Houston team makes me wonder a little bit. I still think Denver's good. I think New England, I think they're both beatable, to say that. Houston, the way they're playing, though, can make it very stingy on your team. Their defense is really good. It travels well, it looks like. They're on a little bit of a roll, too. So, yeah, wide open, and I like it that way. You know, the NFL could not have scripted it any better for this, I suppose, even though for Steeler fans, I think they would have liked to wrap it up last week.
Bob Pompeiani. Bob, are you going to take in the Rose Bowl in a little bit?
Yeah, I was watching the Rose Pasadena parade earlier, and it was a deluge of rain. And this, I don't know if it's going to stop, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that game. Probably more than any game this weekend. I want to see what happens in that one. So we'll see if this trend continues. The teams that get the bye lose. I don't think that's going to happen the rest of the day here, but I think Indiana's good enough to beat Alabama. But we'll see. I mean, it's Alabama. You never know.
Assuming that the Rose Bowl is number one on your list, that's number one for both Dom and myself when it comes to bowl game prestige. What's number two?
Well, I mean, I've been to the Rose. We covered the game with Kajana Carter way back when Penn State played. I think it was Oregon back in, what year was that? I don't even remember. But I always liked the Fiesta Bowl when they had the Fiesta Bowl. You know, I thought that was the best bowl to actually be and to have fun in and go to. But after, if you're talking about the major ones, I think probably for me the Sugar Bowl is the one that I like the most.
You know what? You know,
where it's played, I just love everything about New Orleans.
I told Dom this yesterday. There was never a better sponsor and bowl game partnership than the Fiesta Bowl. It used to be the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl.
Tostitos.
It was never more perfect than that, and they took that away from us, Pomp. For my whole life until I was like 15, I thought that was just the name of it because it was Tostitos Fiesta Bowl for my whole childhood. And then they took it away, and I'm like, what the hell happened here? They just took away the perfect bowl sponsorship of all time. So I wanted
totally
to get that
sense
off my chest.
No, and now if we had to play a game about what sponsorship is what bowl, I don't know if I can answer more than two or three because I don't even pay attention to the names now. None of them make sense to me. I know
about
the Pinstripe Bowl, but who's the sponsor of the Pinstripe Bowl?
The Bad Boy Mowers.
The Bad Boy Mowers. Now, how many people do you think would know that if you just randomly went in the streets? I
10%.
Bet you 0% would know that.
All right, Pomp. I appreciate you hopping on.
Right.
I'll let you get back to
anytime,
it. You enjoy
Donnie.
Your new year.
You do the same. You guys have a wonderful day. Best to the listeners out there. Hope it's a healthy and productive 2026.
There we go. The great, legendary Bob Pompeiani from KDKA TV.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.